This guided meditation emphasizes the integration of the wisdom aggregate in the Eightfold Path. Right understanding, which is the story that we tell ourselves about life, integrated with right intention, which is the feeling tone. This practice will be organized around cultivating loving kindness, but using breath body awareness to integrate that process more thoroughly. First, bring your attention to the experience of inhabiting a body. Feelings of pressure or your body contacts, whatever you're sitting on. The way your limbs are arranged. And the sensation of breathing. Be very persistent in attending to what travels through the screen of consciousness. With mindfulness, starting with mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of the body. Of course, the mind gets pulled away from direct awareness of breath sensations. See if you can notice that feeling that comes. It might be a feeling of attraction or a feeling of repulsion. But something happens in the feeling range that's associated with being distracted. Noticing this, redirect the energy of your attention back to sensation of breathing in, breathing out. Now, in addition to attending to the breath sensations, bring your attention to the experience that might be accessible in the area between your breastbone and your spine, the heart center, middle of the body. Don't expect to notice anything physical there. Just rest your attention in that particular area. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out. Now allow your attention to be even more clearly focused on the out-breath. Not disregarding the in-breath, but just sort of amplifying your awareness of the out-breath. Letting go into that investigative experience. Now I'm going to add a repetition, silent repetition of a mantra for you to practice with. Many, many loving kindness mantras that are effective. But for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to use this particular phrasing. As you repeat it, allow your attention to slide into the mantra as you exhale. May I be safe. May I be happy. With a feeling of well-being, an ease of well-being. May I be safe. May I be happy. With an ease of well-being. Allow this experience breathing out with the mantra to kind of enhance the feeling in the middle of your chest. It may be very subtle, hardly noticeable, but whatever is there. Imagine that your repetition of the phrase with the out-breath opens that up to an interesting experience. May I be happy? May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being? May I be happy? May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being? When the mind wanders away, as soon as you notice that, go back to repeating the mantra. The breath can help you to remember to do this, make a link between the repetitive nature of observing the breath and the repetition of the mantra with great sincerity. May I be happy. May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being. Let your attention just rest in that process. No need to struggle. Just allowing the breath and the mantra to carry your attention peacefully, persistently. May I be happy. May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being. Every breath, jacuzzi out breath, letting go to that curiosity about what you might notice in the middle of your chest, associated with sincere repetition of the mantra. Yeah, I'd be happy. I'd be peaceful. With an ease of well-being. Sincere repetition of the mantra engages a process that sends a signal from the brain down into the body to the area around the heart. It's associated with calmness, stability, and kindness, and self-compassion. Let your attention rest on that developmental process. Yeah, be happy. Yeah, be peaceful with an ease of well-being. If you can feel in your middle of your chest a sense of expansiveness, openness, stillness, not a heartbeat. It's just a quiet openness that's accessible in the middle of your chest. Feed it with the repetition of the mantra, breathing into it. I'd be happy. I'd be peaceful. It's an ease of well-being. The internal storyline will intrude. Selfing story will interrupt your focus on the breath and the mantra. Just notice that. And as soon as you notice that, that moment of mindfulness can redirect the flow of attention back to breathing in, breathing out, and repeating the mantra. I repeat the mantra with the out-breath. There's a feeling of goodwill, kindness that starts to fill up my chest. Not forced, just accessible. It's just a matter of practicing being open, tranquil, and stable. In attending to this emerging loving kindness. Being mindful of distractions, the selfing story, is the part of the wisdom that is striving to understand how the self is created, whether it's wholesome or unwholesome. Being aware of that distraction and then intentionally going back to the breath, back to the mantra, provides the loving kindness element, the compassion element, letting go, craving and clinging, just resting in the heart center, loving kindness. It be that your practice is playing out in such a way that you can really be aware of that energy flowing from the out breath in through the mantra down into the middle of your chest. Let that accumulate. It might seem that more and more of your body is filled up with this tenderness, warmth, subtle vibrational tone. Keep nurturing that. It's almost like blowing into a spark in a little bit of tinder, urging it into a nice flame. Very gentle, not too hard, not too slight. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, with an ease of well-being. Persistence in practice is very important. Don't give in to distractions. Just redirect the energy of attention back to the breath, middle of the chest, the mantra. longer you could sustain this practice, mindful breathing, sincere repetition of the mantra with a focus in the middle of the chest, the stronger that association gets. It's a certain kind of training protocol. Changes the way the brain and the body interact. Sends a signal down into the body. It's okay to be tranquil. It's okay to be peaceful without tension and remaining alert at the same time. Just requires patience and practice. May I be safe. May I be happy with an ease of well-being. It'd be interesting to track which seems to be most evident in any given moment. Is it the mantra? Or the breath? Or the feeling in the middle of your chest? How attention shifts in that zone. That persistent curiosity helps you stay connected to the process. the practice. It's easy for the mind to get distracted or fall into cruise control. Repeating the mantra and the breath awareness, but in a way that's kind of dull and detached. Be actively curious about the breath sensation and the mantra in the middle of your chest.